Well, Jesus, I can't believe that I just ran into you. Like, nobody's going to believe me when I say I just saw you walking down the road.
Well, it's not that hard to find me, you know what they say. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open.
Which door?
No, it's not. No, never mind. Oh, what do we have here?
Seems as though there's some pruning tools and gloves. Someone's ready to do their labors in the vineyard.
Huh, yeah. You know, that reminds me a bit of a story I once told my disciples. Why don't you take a seat here and tell you a little bit about it? It was a story about a householder who went out one day to look for some helpers.
Oh, I know this one. It's the Little Red Hen.
The Little Red what?
The Little Red Hen. Don't you know the classic children's tale about the Little Red Hen who is doing the work around the household and all the other farm animals refuse to help her?
No, I'm not familiar with that one. You're going to have to fill me in.
No, so basically the hen wants to make this delicious fresh bread and she keeps asking for help from the other farm animals, and whenever she asks who will help me, they always reply, not I. But then, this is the good part, when the bread is ready to eat, the hen asks who will eat the bread with me, and all of them say, I will. And then she gets back at them and says, no, because you didn't help me.
Yeah, interesting. That's an interesting story. It wasn't the one I told, but yeah. No, I was thinking of a story I told my disciples about a householder who went out really early in the morning to look for some laborers to work in his vineyard. He met with them and agreed to a wage that he would pay them for the day, and then they went to work. And later in the morning, around 9 o'clock, this householder went out to the marketplace again and found some people standing there.
Yes, I vaguely remember this one. In your Apostle Matthew, it was recorded. Let's see if I can remember. The householder went back to the marketplace and saw people standing there being lazy, and he told them they should come work for him too.
Not quite. Wait a second. Where did you get the idea that the people in the marketplace were being lazy?
Well, it says right in the Gospel of Matthew. Here, let me consult my Bible. Yes, here it is. He saw others standing idle in the marketplace. See? Standing idle. In other words, lazy.
Standing idle? What version is that?
Well, it's the New Revised Standard Version.
The New Revised Standard Version? Was there a Revised Standard Version before that?
Yeah, there was, in fact.
Oh. Well, what about another one? Is there a different version? What does it say?
Oh, well, I don't have a Revised Standard Version here. I know. Let me consult my Bible app.
Your what?
My Bible app, I can access the Revised Standard Version, also the NIV and the KJV.
How many different versions of my words are there?
Oh gosh, lots, Jesus. let me see. Oh yeah, here, yeah. The Revised Standard Version also says that people were standing idle in the marketplace. Now we can also check the New International Version. Okay, here we go. He went out and saw others in the marketplace standing and doing nothing.
Okay, that's maybe a bit better, but still not quite right. I think this must be a lost in translation situation. What I said was when he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others in the marketplace who were without work. In other words, they were unemployed. I didn't say they were intentionally idle or lazy.
Oh, okay, so they were without work. Well, that changes things a bit, but go on. Tell me the rest of the story in the JAV.
The JAV?
The Jesus Authorized Version.
I'll do my best to translate the story into your English language. It was so much easier in Aramaic. Okay. So at 9 a.m., the householder invited these laborers to also come to work for him and told them he would do right by them. He would do right by them as far as payment goes. They were unemployed, so he offered them to pay them a living wage for the day, enough to supply about three to six days of food for a family.
Seems like a nice householder.
Indeed. Well, after a while, this householder went back to the marketplace again at noon, then again at 3 o'clock, and then finally one last time at 5 o'clock. And each time he went, he saw more unemployed people standing there. And each time he asked them why they didn't have work, and they said, "No one has hired us." So he hired them.
Wow, this householder has quite the labor force now. Like, I hope he has enough work in the vineyard to justify all the hiring. Like, his returns would sure take a hit if there's more labor power than work. Plus, I don't know how financially savvy it is to get new hires involved at 5 o'clock. That's hardly any work time.
True. Yeah, the workday did soon come to an end, and the householder then needed to fulfill his obligations to all the laborers that he had hired. So he got his manager to pay everyone. And since you seem to remember a little bit of this story, do you remember what happens next?
I'm a little fuzzy on the details, but I'm pretty sure he pays every laborer the exact same wage, even the ones who worked way earlier, and they were obviously not impressed.
That's right. The people who started working at the beginning of the day began to grumble, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat."
Well, they do have a point, don't they? Like, it's kind of like the Little Red Hen story. Like, why should the last people, the ones who didn't help throughout the day, come at the very end and get the same as everybody else? Or in the hen's case, the bread. Why do they get to have that bread after all those other people worked way longer for it?
Yeah. What did you think that those other people
like,
were doing?
I don't like it. Like the last laborers who had been lazy standing around the marketplace.
Well, wait. You said it again.
Said what?
Lazy. You said they were being lazy. I didn't say that. I said they were unemployed.
Okay, but let's be honest. They're probably unemployed for a reason, right? I mean, if they really had wanted to work earlier, they probably could have, right?
But they did want to work. When they were offered a job from the householder late in the day, they took it. The only difference between them and those hired first was that they showed up looking for work later in the day. You don't know their whole story. What if they were working a second job somewhere else? Or what if they had children or aging parents to take care of?
I guess you have a point. I just think it seems unfair for them to receive the same wage as people who worked a full day.
Right. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a job?
Yes, I do.
Are you a business owner or a laborer?
That's more than one question. I'm a laborer.
Okay, all right. Do you earn a living wage? Can you feed your family and pay your bills?
Yes. It's a rather modest income, but I can feed my family, pay my bills, and still have some left over at the end of the day.
Do you belong to a community that supports you and helps you in your time of need?
Yes, in fact, I have a church community right here that does just that.
Does your city have any other unemployed people living in it?
Yes, it does.
What about the poor? Does your city have the poor?
Yes.
What about those with no supportive community?
I think I know the answer, Jesus. Yes, there are people in my city without supportive communities there to help them. Hmm.
So why do you think people in your city are unemployed, poor, or without community?
I don't know. I suppose there are probably lots of reasons, I guess. I'm not sure. I haven't really thought about it much.
Okay. Let's do a thought experiment. What if your boss put up a poster at an unemployment service or an employment services office offering contract work to people in positions of unemployment in your city? Let's say she got a response from 10 different people willing to work and hire them at her business.
That sounds great, like 10 more people employed and making an income.
Okay, so what if you were to find out that your boss agreed to pay them the same modest wage for the day that you earned, even though they had just started working at the business, and even though some of them only worked half a day.
I know what I'm supposed to say, Jesus, but if I'm honest, I don't think that would be fair. I would have seniority over them. I should get paid more than a person who just showed up one afternoon.
So you want preferential treatment?
No, I wouldn't call it preferential treatment, just treatment based on what is deserved. They don't deserve the same wage as me. Mm.
They don't deserve a living wage?
No, I didn't say that. I just deserve more because I worked more.
But, I mean, to be fair, you agreed to the wage you received, right?
Yes, but...
And really, aren't you in a more privileged position than this hypothetical person? You have a stable job, financially independent, and have a supportive community while they are being offered contract work, are financially at risk, and lacking community supports. Could you really begrudge your boss for giving them a living wage to help them get them on their feet?
Oh, I'm gonna have to think about this one for a bit. Oh, that or I'll consult human resources. I think I'm just having a hard time seeing your point.
Yeah, it's your evil eye that's the problem.
Excuse me?
Your evil eye? The first laborers in my parable had the exact same problem.
What's wrong with my eye, and how exactly can it be evil, and how can I prevent it? Like, do I just have to keep one shut, or I don't remember anything in your parable but an evil eye.
It should be there, actually. Check one of your other versions. It's the part where the householder responds to the grumbling of the first laborers.
Oh, let's see here. Oh, let's try the King James Version. Here it is. Verse 13, but he answered one of them, oh no, this is old English, and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way. I will not give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? Jesus, what the heck does that mean?
It means your eye isn't viewing your neighbor with their best interest at heart. This problem isn't new. It's always been with us. Way back when God gave the law to Israel through Moses, he gave them laws about redistributing wealth in the Sabbath year to help the poor. And when he gave those laws, he told them to tell the people of Israel, be careful not to entertain a mean thought or let their eye be evil toward their needy neighbor and give them nothing.
I didn't realize I had a problem with the way I viewed others.
Don't worry, you're in good company. The first laborers in the parable struggled with the evil eye syndrome, and so did my disciples. One minute I'd be thinking I was getting through them, and the next minute they'd be arguing over who was my favorite or who would be the first in the kingdom.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes?
Is this a story about a generous householder, or is this a story about God?
Can't it be both? Maybe if a wealthy business owner hears this parable of mine, they might think about their responsibility to help the unemployed and the poor in their city. And maybe if a laborer who grumbles over the good fortune of their neighbor hears this parable, they might consider how the well-being of their neighbor is connected with their own well-being. Maybe they'd be inspired to regard their neighbor with love and act generously toward them too. Hopefully both would consider the fact that we are called to imitate God, who is kind, who is generous and just, and who is the source of every good and perfect gift given. Now, let's say it's time to get on our way. It's 5 o'clock and all this talking has made me hungry.
5 o'clock, you say? 5:35 to be exact. Oh. Well, time to get some dinner. Hey, Jesus, do you see that? These folks look hungry.
Good eye.
Well, maybe we should invite them to dinner. What do you say?
I'd say that sounds like another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a banquet.
Gosh, here we go again.